Okay, so the date is July 7th, 2015, and we are at the Otunica Mall, and it is, I think, around 2 o'clock. I am Dylan Young, and I will be interviewing Dave Robertson on behalf of the Kinsmen. And this is for the Community Builders Project. My first question is, if I knew nothing about your organization, how would you explain it to me?
We're all Canadian service group. Kinsmen Club is in Canada only. It's not international. And we're here to serve the community's greatest needs. Here in the PAW, you look around, you see a number of things that we've done. We were partners in putting together the bike path along with the town of the PAW and the Rotary Club. We have our building called Kin Center. Manitoba Northern Trappers Festival have offices there, as does the Golden Agers. You see that we have Kin Court built across from the arena. Kinsmen Club built that in two phases back in the 60s and the 70s. And there's lots of Kin stuff. The workplace, you'll see Kinsmen logo in front of that. So locally, we're really big. And then, like I said, we're a national group. We've been around for just short of 100 years.
Okay. What prompted you to join the Kinsmen?
Me personally, I joined back in the mid 80s, probably 86, 87. I was new to town, and the reason I joined at that time is not the reason I'm a member now, but the reason I joined them was just to meet people.
What's the reason you're a member now?
I'm here for strictly for the community. I do a lot of things in the Kinsmen Club. I'm a very active member, and basically the Kinsmen Club of the PAW, that's where most of my friends are. So for me, there's the community work and there's the social aspect of it.
Okay. Could you talk about some of the projects or programs you participated in or you know of?
Well, we're really busy. Our Kin year starts off in September, and we run through till July 1st. We just did the Canada Day picnic last week. But some of the events that we run, and probably our biggest number one event, is the dog races. We run those for the Manitoba Trappers Festival. The Kinsmen Club last year put in over 400 man hours running those races, 1,400 man hours running those races. Other things that we are, and that's a service project. Other things that we do that are fundraisers, we do a comedy night, we do Christmas tree sales. Last year we had Northland Ford, we did Drive One for Your Community, where the proceeds went to one of our national projects, cystic fibrosis. We do Ladies Night Out in March. We participate in the trade show. We got different raffles. We raffle off barbecue, we raffle off an ice shack, so we're a really busy club.
Okay. And so Kinnear, that's just your like operation throughout the year.
Yeah, our year runs from July to June. So our new executive would have started last week. So they will run till June. As far as what we actively go out and do, we normally take the summer off. We don't do anything in July and August. We have done things in the past, like a couple years ago, we helped participate in the parade for Centennial. But basically, we start her up in September and we run till our last meeting will normally be in the middle of June. But then behind that, we'll have the Canada Day picnic, which of course is on July 1st.
Since you've joined, have there been any significant changes to the Kinsmen?
Well, the number of members changes quite a bit. When I joined back in the mid-80s, we had about 70 members. About 10, 15 years ago, we were in the mid-30s. We're now up to 50. So that's the number one change. Basically, the mandate and everything that we do, the reason we're here, that's all stayed the same through the whole course.
How often do you get new members?
Well, we're always looking for new members. Last year we got eight new members. We will have a every now and then we'll have a membership drive or bring a buddy night, call it what you want, where we'll try to get guys to come out to our meetings. And hopefully, if we feel that the guy has the same values that we have, then we can persuade him to stick around and help us out.
What have you learned from having been a kinsman?
Wow, that's I learned how to speak. in front of people. Probably that's the number one thing, and I think it's a real confidence booster. 25 years ago, 30 years ago, when I joined, there's not a chance in the world that I'd be able to stand in front of a group of people and talk. Now I feel quite comfortable that I was on the district executive for a couple of years, and we'd be at meetings that have over 100 people. And that's probably myself personally. That's the number one thing, is just the public speaking. Probably the other things that I've learned is some business things, like how to do budgets and how to do reports, all that type of stuff.
Okay. What are the demographics of the local group?
Well, age-wise, we're all over the place, and that's really fortunate. We have a great club, and we have some really good young guys now. We have members now that are 19 years old, and we also have some members that are in their mid-60s. In the PAW, the Kinsmen Club is men. It's male only. There are clubs across Canada, are Kinette clubs, and those be for ladies. And then there's kin clubs that are mixed. Our club is a kinsmen club, so we're men only, and we range between 19 and 65, probably in there. And all walks of life, all shapes, all sizes.
What is the best part and the worst part, if there is one, of being a member of this organization?
Well, for myself personally, the best part is that there's a real social aspect of what we got to do. We're quite fortunate in our club that most of us are friends. We do have clubs in the organization coast to coast where they're very, very small clubs, four or five people, and they have a really hard time of getting members to stay on. And I think probably part of that might be just because of the way you accept somebody. Our guys, I have nothing, no problem at all sitting down and talking to our youngest member who's 19 years old. We'll sit down, we'll have a few laughs together, and then I'll go and I'll just go to another table and I'll sit down and I'll speak to a guy my own age. That's probably the best part. Probably, I'm not going to say the worst part, but I think the most frustrating part is that some work parties do require a lot of man hours, and we don't always get the guys out that we need to get a project done. We'll always get it done, but sometimes you can always use help. So that gets a little bit frustrating sometimes.
What do you like most about your organization? I mean nationally, not locally.
Well, nationally, that's a good question. Probably the people. Since I've been on the district executive, I've met people. Now I've met probably four of our last national presidents. I've met our vice presidents. One thing about our club is they're all down to earth. They're all grounded people. So probably the number one greatest thing I like about our organization is we have some really quality people there. Secondly, I think what we stand for in terms of fundraising and what our goals are in terms of charities and stuff like that, I think it's a real good thing for us.
Is there a general reaction that someone has if they're learning that you're a member of such an organization?
You mean what would they say to me when they found out? Locally, the number one they say is, "You guys do great work." We set up a table at the trade fair every year in May, and everybody that comes to our table and talks to us, they all know who the kinsmen are, and they all seem to be very, very appreciative of the work that we do in the community.
Do you have a story you can share that has to do with the Kinsmen?
No. There's a lot of stories. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one, Dylan. There's a lot of stories, and we have some really good times. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of really good quality people in our club, and I consider them all friends. And almost with every man in our club, there's probably a story or two. But we do have a lot of fun. We could just say that we have a ton of fun. And some things are best not to tell stories about them.
Okay, how would you personally describe the Kinsmen?
Well, I think, how would I personally describe the Kinsmen? Well, I think our motto being serving the community's greatest need. I think that most of us are there for the right reason, and that is the reason. We're all community-minded people. A lot of our guys are involved in other things, not just Kinsmen. Like some of them will be involved in minor hockey and other Trappers Festival, all that type of stuff. So, you know what people learn from Kinsmen, they can grow with that and they can take it to other organizations. And I think that's probably why I like the best is that everything I learned, I can apply it to my job. I can apply it to different organizations I belong to. So that's probably what I like the best. It's just, it gave me an opportunity or to grow.
So it's an organization that encourages growth.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your group's greatest accomplishment thus far?
Our group's greatest accomplishment. Well, one of the things is during the Northern Manitoba Trappers Festival, we've been running the dog races as a club. It's been a club project since 1963. So we've been running the dog races over 50 years. Matter of fact, our club started with a group of guys that were running the dog races. And I think the fact that we have been doing that for so long is really an accomplishment. In terms of something physical that's in town that a person could use.
National works too.
Yeah, well, not, but we did the bike path. That's a big one. We did the bike. As far as national, our biggest thing is cystic fibrosis. We've been associated with the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Foundation for over 40 years. Kinsmen clubs by themselves, Canada, coast to coast, have raised over $40 million for cystic fibrosis. And that's something to be very, very proud of. When Kinsmen got on board with cystic fibrosis back in the 60s, 70s, 60s, the life expectancy of a kid with a child with cystic fibrosis wasn't even, the kid wouldn't even go to school. He would have passed away before that. Now, people with cystic fibrosis are living into their 40s and their 50s. I think being that partnership is a really big thing that we should be very, very proud of.
Do you think your time within the organization was well spent?
Me?
Yes.
Absolutely. You hear this a lot where people says it's like family. Well, it truly is. We've through the ups and the downs, those guys are always our club, they're always beside you. Always beside you.
Have there been any movements your group has supported through the years?
What do you mean?
Like, I can't think of a good example, actually.
I don't know because I don't understand your question.
I suppose it was a badly phrased question. Do you want to bring attention to anything in particular about the Kinsmen?
No, most people in our town, they know who we are. They know what we do. They know what we represent. They know where the money goes. Our money, yeah, all money that we raise goes back into our community. There's been a number of things. You can drive around town, you see things all over the place that got Kinsman name on it. So I think as far as drawing attention, we don't look for attention. We're really not, you don't see us in the paper much. We just go about and we just do our work.
I've been wondering this. Do you guys use a blackball system to accept new members or something?
No, we from the most cases a member will bring out a prospect to a meeting. Now we do have certain criteria, you have to come out to so many meetings, all that stuff. But basically, when you've hit that, the your sponsor can make a motion to accept you as a member, at which part we have a meeting. And the sponsor member will come and speak on behalf of the member, and then they'll have a vote either to accept or not accept the prospect.
Okay. I think that's all my questions.
Okay. How'd I do?